For Tuesday, November 10th, 2009, this is Brian Madden. Today, we're talking about why I should care about Sun. In fact, I want you to tell me why I should care about Sun when it comes to desktop virtualization. I've actually been taking lots of crap from the commenters on brianmadden.com over the past few years, pretty much accusing me of ignoring Sun's desktop virtualization offerings. And really, these people, they have a point. I have been ignoring Sun. And the reason for it is I just don't get why anyone would use Sun's solution. And frankly, I haven't had any hands-on experience with it over the past few years. So let's change that today. In this article, I'll give a quick overview of where Sun is today, and more importantly, I'll provide an opportunity for everyone who loves Sun to show me what I'm missing. So bring it on. Starting first, what are Sun's VDI offerings today? As far as I can tell, Sun really has four products that make up their desktop virtualization offerings. The first is, of course, the Sunray client devices, which historically have been thin client devices, but actually as of yesterday, they also have a software version of that Sun client software, which I'll talk about in a bit. We also have the Sunray software, which is what's essentially the management server that sort of connects or that these Sunrays connect to and that manages them and provides their interfaces and everything. We also have Sun's VDI software, which is really one of its holistic end-to-end VDI solutions, and it does brokering and ties into Sun storage solutions, ZFS and the Solaris open storage stuff, and hooks into hypervisors. Right now it's just VMware's or Sun's hypervisor, but I know the new version, which is coming out in a few weeks, is going to be Hyper-V as well. So that's Sun VDI software. And then the fourth product is Sun Secure Global Desktop, which is actually the former New Moon software, which then became Tarantella. This is what actually allows the Sunray client devices to connect to Windows terminal servers, actually among other different desktop connections. So kind of a sibling software of Sun's VDI software. And then, of course, so each of these products, I don't know if Sun offers any bundles, but each of these products is sort of priced and licensed separately, and you kind of buy what you need. So that's kind of where Sun is today. My biggest problem with Sun is this. So yesterday, Sun releases version 5 of their Sunray software. I go to download it. I enter my account. I log on. Everything, no problem. And the first question it asks me is platform. So I choose, there's a multi-select, which platform do I want to download the software for? I've got Red Hat Enterprise Linux, I've got SUSE Linux, I've got a couple versions of Solaris on Spark or x86. Unfortunately, there's no Windows choice there. So, Sunray's management software, the Sunray software, it only runs in Solaris or Linux. And as a matter of fact, the same is true for Sun's VDI software, and the same is true for Sun's Secure Global Desktop. And the problem for me is I'm a Windows guy. My desktops are Windows. My servers are Windows. My life is Windows. So even if I could download Solaris or Linux and make it work, I mean, really, I don't know the first thing about it. I don't know how to secure it. I don't know how to patch it. Frankly, I don't have the confidence that I know how to do it right. I mean, just because I get it installed, how do I know that it's done the right way? So the problem, specifically in the context of Windows desktop virtualization, is because I already have to be an expert in Windows in order to deliver those desktops and to manage those desktops and get the applications and the profiles and printing and all that stuff to work. So if I'm going to choose Sun as my backend, that means that in addition to being an expert in Windows, I need to be an expert in Linux or Solaris. Now, contrast that to a desktop virtualization solution from VMware, Citrix, Microsoft, Quest, Leo, Stream, Aircom, Symantec, 2x, HOB, Genuit. I mean, in every one of those cases, I can run my backend on Windows, even if those specific solutions weren't natively Windows software. So looking, though, at what Sun offers, now maybe if there is some sort of phenomenal architecture or something they were doing, then I would sort of overlook the fact that I need to use Solaris or Linux for this. So with Sun's architecture, you start with the Sunray thin client, or the Sunray. Well, I should say you start with a Sunray client, which again, until yesterday, was a thin client device, but now it can be. There's a Sun desktop access client, which is like a Windows software. So just like the RDP or the ICA client, is now the Sun client, which I assume runs ALP, which is their remote display protocol that connects the Sunray to a Sunray server. Interesting, by the way, I run Windows 7 on my desktop, and I downloaded this Sun desktop access client, setup.exe, click, it ran, it installed, it was beautiful, Windows didn't complain to me, it just worked, no user account controls, restrictions, weird alerts. So thank you, Sun, for making software that's Windows 7 compatible, while everyone else is talking about, they will do this. So that's cool. But, so the Sunray software, it connects to my Sunray server, which, again, Solaris or Linux-based. And then from there, I can connect to my Solaris or Linux-based Sun VDI server, and or I could connect to my Solaris or Linux-based Secure Global Desktop server. Everything is licensed, so you have to license your Sunray, you have to license your Sunray server, you have to license your Secure Global Desktop server, your VDI server. And this stuff adds up. And by the time you're done, we're easily north of $200 per user for this entire stack. And I can't for the life of me understand why someone would want to buy a solution that was that expensive when you can buy cheaper stuff from Citrix or VMware that's frankly easier to use. So, I don't know. It's cool. The Sunray software now supports USB devices and 32-bit color, and it's got good flash video. But again, what is the advantage of that entire stack? Is this just for people who already have an investment in Sun? Is it just for people who are education institutions and are getting big discounts? Is it just for people who love open source or hate Microsoft? I don't know. Sun actually has a video on their website that lists the top 10 reasons to use Sun's VDI software. Great, click that, watch the video. But unfortunately, all of the advantages that the woman in the video lists are general advantages of VDI and server-based computing. So there's nothing in there about why Sun's particular flavor of VDI is better than the rest. So I am asking you, the community, please educate me about Sun. Have you used Sun? Have you used the Sunrays? Have you used their VDI software? Have you used Secure Global Desktop? What's good? What's bad? Why did you choose it over the competition? For all those out there who accuse me of being anti-Sun and not giving them, their due credits, hey, now's your chance. So please help me understand why anyone would use this, because right now I think there's a lot of other stuff out there that seems to me anyway to be easier to use. So I look forward to your comments, brianmadden.com, and hit them up. Let's start the conversation. Thank you so much.